This is the podcast for passionate, sex-positive, and pervy people. Entertaining and informative discussions about the latest in sex and sexuality. From ethical non-monogamy to kink to dating and romance and everything in between. She is legendary syndicated talk show host and sex therapist Sue McGarvey. He is notoriously naughty international radio host John the Milkman Milky. This is Turned On with Sue and John.
It's a brand new year. It is going to be our year. Turned On with Sue and John. She would be the Sue, I would be the John. Hey girl, how was your New Year's?
It was quiet, but nice. My Christmas involved a lot of Die Hards and the new Mark Wahlberg movie and, you know, more alcohol than I care to admit. And
yeah,
I'm going to really go back to tea for January. But it's good. I had a great New Year's Day with friends. What about yours?
Quiet, which is just the way I like it.
We're getting old. I used to be at the top of the party in high heels, and now I'm like
My
stretchy pants. Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, more sex, you know, at home, but you know, not the crazy wild yesteryears.
I was looking at the clock at 9:45 p.m. going, I am not going to make it. Next thing you know, it's like I can't sleep. It's 2:00 in the morning, and I got a gut ache from all the appetizers and stuff I shoved into my face. But is what it is. Moving forward into a brand new year, let's kick off 2024 with some of the most Googled sex questions of last year.
Ooh, it's so fun. Oh, it's so fun. Hey, see if you can answer this. The speed bump sex position. Do you know what it is?
The speed bump sex position. I'm assuming I just lay there while somebody rolls over me.
Good answer, but no. Number one, that was the number one Googled sex question. Basically, you have to have a vagina because it's really about the G-spot. So somebody has to have a vagina. But ideally, so you can have lesbians, but as long as one of them is face down, because it's a rear entry position, where you're basically straddling her hips and sliding in downward to press the G-spot. That is the speed bump position. I think it's just another new phrase for a very old position. It's different than spooning. It's different than, you know, than just a doggy style if she's lying flat on the bed. But it's been done since, you know, the dawn of time. But now calling it speed bump. Sex in pregnancy. Can you still have sex while you're pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah, damn Skippy. I had more sex when I was pregnant than I think any other time in my life, and I've had a lot of sex. Sex positivity. What is it? You know, it's this idea that we all need to be open and responsive and receptive to a variety of different sexual experiences and not judgmental.
Sex positivity is this podcast in a nutshell.
In a nutshell. Mm. Bleeding after sex, is that normal? The answer is no, unless you're on your period. And if you're starting to bleed, it means that you need to see a doctor, or there you need to have a lot more lube, or your partner needs to be a lot gentler. You know, there's some things we can talk about that.
Yep.
How many dates before you have sex? According to Jerry Seinfeld, it's 3, but there is no one straight answer for that.
Okay, that was Jerry Seinfeld in what, 1995, 1996?
Exactly, the third date rule. So some people, you know, bang on the first date if they're a Tinder hookup. Other people, I tell them the longer you can wait, if you're looking for a relationship, the more likely they are going, until it hits the point of no return where they think they're not going to get it. Mm. Usually that's about the 6th date or 7th date mark, unless you talk about it. How many calories can you burn during a sexual activity? Thoughts on that?
I mean, how many calories does one burn in 2.5 minutes?
Ba-dum-ba. Okay, for men, it's
what?
On average.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
On average, 101 calories. So all those appetizers you ate New Year's Eve, you could get rid of them. Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
Or with women, it's 69 calories.
Who's the funny one now, Sue McGarvey?
Who's the funny one now? I know. Miscarriage in sex and how long should you wait? I think it's the same amount of time as you're supposed to wait for after pregnancy. So after delivery, you're supposed to wait 6 weeks.
Yeah, I thought
I'm telling you, it was still sore after 6 weeks. I waited 12 and I was game to get back in there. I find 12 is a better answer, but according to the physicians, it's 6. What do you do if you have no sex drive? We've been talking about that ad nauseum. Turned On with Sue and John.
That's hard to say. I know.
Anal sex, what is it? Well, it's some kind of protruding thing, whether it's fingers or penises in a rectum that's usually, you know, cleaned out and made ready and stretched open to accept said phallic-shaped item. So the other ones include what is the best position to have sex in? For orgasm for women is on top, but for orgasm for men, it's she on her knees or your partner on the knees, right?
So we're talking oral.
Yeah,
so
they talked about blowjobs. The last but not least, which I thought was absolutely hysterical, how do fish have sex?
That is an interesting question.
And most of them don't. Sometimes they have claspers like sharks, but otherwise they're like clownfish where, you know, she lays the eggs, he squirts all over them and they're fertilized. Voila.
The most Googled sex questions of 2023.
Turned On with Sue and John.
Yes, the guy in the Led Zeppelin t-shirt, the hoodie with a broken zipper and a really badly cat-haired cover ball cap is about to introduce the subject of five things you can do to improve your sexual attractiveness.
Well, one of the things I know is, you know, I'm all about the red lipstick, right? But I'm all about the red clothes. Turns out it is one of the easiest things. So here are the five things I want you to try that are easy. There's all kinds of other things you can do that are a lot more elaborate, but five quick things. Wear red, and if you're a woman, red with red lipstick or red nails, because if you have those long red nails, any potential partner is imagining you grasping, right? With those long red nails, you know, look, you know, it's that juxtaposition of the red nails around a protruding penis, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So, you want to smile. The single biggest thing you can do, especially if you have a slowly, you know, sort of a smile that just slowly crosses your face. Not that you come in and immediately go, nee! But you look at them and then you start to smile and it spreads across your face. Apparently, across the board, number one sexiest thing you can do. Understand you're attracted to people with different immune systems. They did this whole, you know, study where they had men sweat into shirts and the women were consistently, they didn't know whose shirt they was, consistently attracted to men who had different immune systems. So you don't know what chemistry is. And if you're not having babies, because that's what it's about giving your kids the best chance to fight disease, understand that that's what it is. But being in a scary environment, take dates to scary movies. Do something that gets your adrenaline up on the first date and they find you so much more attractive than if you're not. The minute you, because you start bonding if your adrenaline is up. So don't do a rom-com, do a scary movie. You'll score way better with that. Do nice things. You know, philanthropy is attractive. If you are altruistic, that, you know, if you can be shown, you know, you're going for a walk and you donate to the kettle with the Salvation Army, major, major brownie points. Don't talk about how much you have or your cool car, you know, give to the poor people.
How many times have you seen it where, you know, a woman goes out on a date with a guy and she's watching for how he treats the wait staff?
Because, every time.
Right. And if he's generous in the tip and if he's quiet and polite, etc., that's how he is likely to treat everybody in his life.
Yes. It's a monster thing. Sure monster. Is. Most people don't realize it. And lastly, learn to dance. It makes us sexier. I know that we in the group have a burlesque troupe that's just starting. It's the, we call it the over 40 burlesque troupe, which means no twerking or hair flipping. So Venus Voluptuous, a local burlesque teacher, is teaching that. So if you want to learn to dance, and they have lots of guys in it, and it allows you to dance in a sexy way, because this is about making you sexually attractive. And yes, you can go do ballroom and whatever. Go do salsa or burlesque. And I got a class for you inexpensively. Come join us.
More of Turned On with Sue and John coming up.
Guys, let's talk girth enhancement and penis enlargement. Introducing Fallowfill, the non-surgical penile treatment.
My name is William Moore, and I developed the Fallowfill male enhancement procedure, and I have pioneered the use of hyaluronic acid dermal fillers for penile girth enhancement. Fallowfill is the first non-surgical procedure to be recognized by the American Urological Association and the North America Sexual Medicine Society. Our procedure is safe, 100% reversible, and offers a true, undetectable, reliable, aesthetically pleasing result.
Fallowfill has
has treatment locations across the continental USA and in Montreal.
We increase girth in both the flaccid and the erect state, which will help you show better and perform better. The procedure is performed in office under local anesthesia and is about 20 minutes.
Read more online at fallowfill.com. That's PHALLOFILL.com.
If you are suffering from social and psychological effects of having the perception of a small penis, we are here to help you.
Tell them you heard this ad on Turned On with Sue and John and receive a free counseling session with Sue McGarvey on what to expect and how to improve your performance with a new, thicker, larger penis. Fallowfill, the non-surgical penile treatment. Fallowfill.com.
Turned On with Sue and John. New episodes every week.
Fellow parishioners, welcome to another edition of your Kinky Confessional. This is just a place, because we get inside our heads a lot, and I can't confess that to the world, but I'd secretly love someone anywhere just to know that I love this. Well, you can confess it here. There's no email required, no phone number required. It's just a form where you can put your confession, and we read it on the air. All right, first confession in, Sue. I want to be on video having sex, and I want people to see it.
All right. Well, I don't know if you'd be blindfolded or you know, not have identifying features. But yeah, there's lots of problems with publicly having it out. But yeah, you know, if you don't care, you know, fill your boots. I think it's great, right? It's just the all of those sex tapes that have come back to bite you in the ass, literally.
Yeah, you've got to be careful. You got to be careful with that, especially, you know, I'm open about sex, but I also have some celebrities. Sue has the same thing. So if I'm going to venture into that, my voice would be instantly identifiable. If you're someone who's got tattoos, that could be instantly identifiable. Of course, you need to be careful about that. But yes, you could certainly
scars.
Use masks.
I have some scars.
Right?
Yeah.
There you go.
I would. Yeah.
So if someone sees that in the you know, you're at the office every day and they see that scar on your elbow or whatever, hey, don't I know you from porn? Yes, you know me from porn.
Yeah, that would be good. But you know, but if not, I keep thinking we should do that. Like just have a special viewing. You know, they did. They had a deal where they rented a you know, movie theater. I'm renting in May. I'm for the Star Wars movie, May the 4th be with you. We're renting the Mayfair, which, nice, you know, sits 320 people. And we're gonna air that, but I think we should get people to send in their amateur porn. Wouldn't that be fun? Just have a screening of all kinds of amateur porn.
People,
I didn't think we'd even spring for the popcorn.
I love the idea. Again, people hesitate, right? Because it's a little too close to home. If I could do it in the grand scheme of things, and I know people who've got accounts on things like Chatterbait, which is a great place if you're into being watched. You can upload videos of all kinds there, and people will watch you, and people will actually pay you, etc. I've got some friends who participate in Chatterbait and do some things there. You can actually geo-block. So if you're really concerned about being identified locally, you can actually block out your country, your city, etc., and people from there cannot see you. So there are opportunities there.
All right. Adult Friend Finder. If you have a membership there, you can upload your amateur porn or do it live.
Oh, there you go.
And it was actually the best amateur porn ever I've ever seen. It's just like people around the world just going at it.
A lot of the hottest videos that are posted on FetLife are from Antarctica. So you can be somewhat anonymous
great.
That way. Yeah. All right, kinky confession number two, Sue. This is someone who obviously listens to the podcast a lot. They say, I hear you talking a lot about feet. That would be you, Sue, not me. Feet are your thing. This person says, I will do anything. Anything is in all caps, by the way, to be around feet.
Yes. Yes. So feet thing, you know, we have a number of guys. Every time I hosted, we're having a new event with the Ducklings in the new year, sometime in the next month, where it's foot massage and fondue. So we're going to do chocolate fondue with dip things, and we're going to get guys who want to, you know, feet. And so I'm going to have this usual cast of characters going, Sue, I'll bring wine. I'll do anything. Can you let me come and do foot massages? And I'm like, sure. But the line starts there, and which means you need to bring your own massage oil, and you need to massage these feet, and we'll wash them before you do it, and that's how we're going to do it.
All right, so we're not fondueing feet then.
No, we're going to have chocolate fondue, and then, you know, guys who really like doing that are going to have women put their feet on their lap, and it's it's going to be so much fun.
I know that is a real thing for a lot of people. Every single dominatrix out there has that listed as a fetish service that they will provide. Foot worship. I've just never seen it. I love the high heels. I love the look of it. But the feet, not my thing. To each their own. To each their own.
That's why we have a kinky confessional.
Yes.
So if you're feeling a bit weird about it, you can tell us.
You can confess anything in the kinky confessional. It is always anonymous. That's the beautiful thing about it. It's just a form where you can fill in your confession. No name required, no email address, no phone number, nothing. Just go to turnedonpodcast.com. Our final confession this week, Sue. My husband wants to watch me have sex with other men. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God, yes, yes, yes.
Please. Okay.
Oh,
well,
yes.
That is a form of cuckolding or hot wifing.
Uh-huh.
And it's very, very, you know, there's a lot of people who are either one way or the other. They either never want to see their partner, you know, do it with somebody else, even if they're swingers. They're like, I really rather have separate rooms. I'm distracted. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. Or there's other people go, oh, I want to see it. I want that to be my spank bank. Please send pictures. I want video. I want to have a front row seat to this because it is the hottest thing I can possibly think of. And you and I are both in box number two because I think that's sexy too.
Oh, was it that obvious?
But for a lot of people, it's weird. And they think, I cherish them. No, you want to see them having all kinds of pleasure. Don't feel badly about that at all.
So hot. God, yes. Sign me up.
There's porn all about it. There's, you know, people who talk about it. There's groups that have it happen. I know that there's a hot wife club. Like I know my friend TJ does, you know, the hot wives of Miami, the hot wives of North Carolina, the hot wives of New York, he's obviously American, Orlando, you know, Fort Lauderdale, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So every weekend they do a different location and they bring in women who like to be banged by other men and men who, and their partners who like to watch it. And the couples pay a pile to come and the single guys pay a pile to come and he makes a fortune in different cities. Yep.
Thank you for your confessions and the kinky confessional online for you at turnedonpodcast.com.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and blasttheradio.com.
Let's talk about our sponsor, Eden Fantasy.
I love that. This toy is like blowing me up, right? It's got magnets on your panties. Now, I don't wear a lot of panties. I like to go commando a lot, but for this thing, I have dug out the panties that I have when I'm doing bridal showers when my mother's around and I'm in a short skirt and I have to have panties on, but I'm pulling them out. But they worked really well with a bathing suit bottom. So I put them on and the magnets hit. I really like the position because I find a lot of them, you know, the vulvas are different sizes for different women, but it's really soft enough to go in. And some people need it outside the vulva. Some people need it inside the vulva. I find it's soft enough. Great product. Oh, it's a fun product. Ooh. And the one thing I also like is that your partner can do it from a distance. Now I'm in, I'm doing it on my phone, just saying, but for other people, their partners might go, all right, she's headed to work. I'm going to turn it on. You know, and it could be, and they're comfortable enough that you can wear it all day. I love these Eden Fantasy. They're so European. They're fantastic. The products are great. The prices are good.
The prices are fantastic. Yes, they are.
Yes.
I'm just looking to see if they have the male equivalent, like a chastity cock cage that had like a remote app to it. They do take requests, don't they? Suggestions?
I think they do. Mm. Yeah. We've been interviewing some of their researchers, so.
Eden Fantasies. The best way to connect with them is to just click the banner that you will find on our website, turnedonpodcast.com.
Turned On with Sue and John. Online at turnedonpodcast.com.
I've been having these conversations with you for long enough now to know that one of the top questions you get all the time, one of the top questions we get on this podcast all the time is, how do we spice things up? People looking for expert tips on just how. How do I spice things up, Sue?
And you know what? And every time you do it, you get the same old stuff. You get the, you know, make a sex room, light candles, you know, take a hot bath, do massage, flirt more.
Right.
You know, more foreplay. Those are all good things.
Watch a movie together.
A few things that are new that I like. I checked out some of the EdenFantasy.com stuff and they have They have soap markers that you can write on people, but they come across like they basically think of them as a marker that you can write on somebody, but they've got soap in them, which means they, you know, they wash off really quickly. I think it's the month for lots of showers together. And then you can write dirty words or write a story on your partner's body in different colors, draw a unicorn on their body, whatever.
Insert
and,
here.
Yeah. And then you can wash it off before you get out of the shower. I thought that was really fun. I thought that was really, sure. really fun. They had one, the sound of porn. So not watching porn, because for men it's watching porn, but then they get distracted. But for women, it's not watching, it's the sound. So blindfold your partner and turn it on. And some of it's like, oh, big boy, give it to me. No, I want the, oh.
The sound of
and
porn.
And the squishy noises. Squishy noises. Yeah. I've been practicing telling people about the, about doing the squishy noises when your Kegel exercises, right? You have to work on your Kegel exercises and everybody in the room does a squish. But no, this that thing about turning people on is that idea of sound. And I thought it was really, really hot.
I thought it was just me because I work in sound, but oh my gosh, if you've got headphones or earbuds in when you're watching porn, oh, it's a whole other experience when you can really hear the squishy, splashy, splooshy goodness that is, yeah.
All right, we're going to do your distracting, but it compliments, you know, compliments work really well. Flirting more, yes, all important things. Saving the date for sex. These are some of the expert tips. And there was one, you know, and again, about the senses. We talked about, you know, blocking your eyes and doing the hearing. But they're talking, they did a whole thing about hair. About, you know, and the minute you start rubbing the back of my head, I'm like, I'm putty. Like, my feet and my head, you know, like, fine, no problem. And they talked about, for most men, they go to the barbers, but a lot of them are changing to hairdressers because the hairdressers will give them the scalp massage when they wash their hair.
Uh-huh.
And it's women with boobs up against them if you're heterosexual.
Of course.
Of course. And it is, but it's more about the touching of the head. And so for a lot of guys, they admitted it only, it was kind of their own confessional. They talked about what their erogenous zones were. And a lot of them, the guys were doing that. And it came out with my own partner. We had both of our haircuts. Our hairdresser is almost 80. She's been cutting hair for 60 years. She's got this like Marilyn Monroe, really super cute one chair beauty salon in Smith Falls. So I drive an hour to get my hair cut by an 80-year-old. It's the best experience. And he loves it because it's got that old fashioned beauty salon thing. Right, and he thinks that's really great. And she gives him a head massage and he loves the idea that I can grab his hair or somebody, and he doesn't want to cut it because he wants that experience. And I was asking people about it over the New Year's and they were like, oh yeah, pull my hair, like, or rub my hands in my hair or braid my hair or tickle my head, or that just kept coming up and up and up and up. So speaking of things that get you up, that's what I would suggest. And one of the things I want to know is what tips, like, what would you, if you had to give somebody a tip, could you tell us? Because we want interaction. We really, really, really do. For years, I know you know that, you took listener callers. I did a Sunday Night Sex with Sue show where it was all listener callers for more than decades.
So why don't we make a plan to do this in 2024? But why don't we make a point once every 6 or 7 weeks to do a live, and people can call in and people can ask questions on a chat, etc., and we can actually get that kind of feedback.
And if you do, and we'll keep it, like, we'll keep them, or we'll get it. We need a place where they can just record something. We need a phone number where they can record stuff.
I've got that.
If you do, I have been given these Tenga eggs. And if you don't know what they are, people from Tenga sent me the advent calendar. It's a 24 Tenga eggs, which are little eggs, and they come in a little container and you open them like the old, I'm dating myself, the old Legs pantyhose. They came in a little, you know, you open open this little plastic egg like at Easter time, and inside it's a silicone sleeve that you use as a masturbatory. Like, it's for guys, right? And they have a little package of lube that comes with it. So you put the lube in and it's got different kinds of fringes and tickly things and textures inside. Ooh. And so I'm supposed to get the 24 Tenga eggs of Christmas, but it arrived after Christmas. And so I've been giving them away, but I have some to give away. So you have a question or you want to, you know, voice something, we can, you know, you will be completely anonymous. We want your questions, or you can send them to me at sue@sexwithsue.com. Or go on our turnedonpodcast.com.
Yep. And if you If you prefer a phone number, here's a couple of numbers for you. In the USA, 941-725-6455. It's 941-725-MILK. And in Canada, 613-604-6464.
Turned On with Sue and John. Online at turnedonpodcast.com.
Moments ago, we talked audience participation, and lo and behold, here comes someone with a question. They're wondering, are they a cougar? Well, if you're taking home younger men, yes. Yes, you are.
Yes, you are. That's the short answer. You know, and I think there has to be a you know, definition. You know, Cher is, you know, pushing 80 and she's dating guys that are over 40 years younger. Uh-huh. I was just reading about Madonna. Madonna, who's, you know, who's 60 or 61, 62, 63, somewhere in there. Yep. And she's dating a 27-year-old black boxer. You should see this guy.
Oh, I have.
And yeah, I know, right? So
because she's Madonna. Study. Come on.
I know. I like, fill your boots, right? Fill your boots, right? Jane Fonda, like, they're all doing it.
I would happily be at Madonna's feet. I'm not going to lie. Hurt me, Madonna. Yes.
Yes. Okay, well, the London Met University did a survey, and they found out that cougars are happier and having better sex, go figure, than women who are dating men their own age. So they scored higher on, you know, emotional intelligence, sexual satisfaction, and subjective happiness, because they're getting some, right? Yeah. You know, you have the French first lady who, you know, who picked up the French prime minister when he was in high school, right? It's just, yeah, she's 70, he's 47. You know, I love these stories. And if it, you know, if it makes you, you know, if it makes you happy, the reason they're kind of in the news right now is that there's a bit of a stigma. It used to be fine with, you know, the Maid of December, if as long as it was Hugh Hefner and, you know, Barbie dolls who are in their 20s. But when you have people consistently who are saying, this is what I want to do, I think it's really interesting. And they're really happy and they're satisfied and they're getting some. And stop being worried about it. There used to be a cougar bar in our home, well, across the river, and that you would go from 5 to 7. It was a Senka set, and have a drink. And all the young guys were there. And if you were an older, attractive woman, you could take home 1, 2, 3, however many you could fit in your car.
Nice.
And that was the deal. And you'd watch it. It was just, it was the best people watching I have ever seen. Oh, we should recreate that. That would be a really fun duckling event. Head to the Cougar Bars, girls. Let's go.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and BlastTheRadio.com.
Another listener question that ties into some research you were doing earlier this week, and that is, how much sex should one be having in order to improve memory?
Well, the ages of 50 to 89, it is one of the significant factors to increase memory. Releases hormones, is bonding, the dopamine. You know, they said things like video gaming and reading also helps your memory, but sex is one of the top things you can do. And they wanted to know how much is enough. And, you know, if average amount of sex is like a little over twice a week for average, they were saying for seniors, if you could have it 1.2 times a week, which is really 5 times a month. Okay. 5 times a month was the number. So if you can get it 5 times a month, I don't know if you can all do it in, you know, day and a half and having a crazy wild weekend, but doesn't matter. 5 times a month releases the hormones, the dopamine, and allows you to continue to have a good memory right into old age. So I want to know, how much sex are you having? We talked about that. And again, it's I think we should start doing these crazy stats. And what a great paper this is going to be. We should write our, you know, new things about what fun listeners are doing.
Okay, so on Spotify, it allows us to interact and ask very basic survey questions of our audience. I'll talk about our last survey in just a moment, but let's put that up there. How much sex are you having? If you're listening on Spotify, you can actually find that survey and reply to it with just a click of your thumb. Spotify for Turned On with Sue and John. Yes, last week we asked about people's favorite songs to make love to. I got over 86 suggestions.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
Right? And I've made a playlist. So it is the Turned On playlist that is available now. I'll put that link in the show notes for this episode. But Spotify doesn't allow me to interact that way. So I had to break it down to, what is your favorite genre of music to have sex with? So the overwhelming runaway winner the type of music people love to get it onto, R&B, 50%. Rock, 25%. Country, 25%. Not sure about country for me, but
no, me either. But, we talked about my songs, my associations are all, you know,
Motown.
They're all Motown, a little bit of Marvin Gaye, man. And you, I'm putty in your hands.
I would say that fits into the R&B category. Absolutely. Disco, by the way, got 0 votes. I'm a little disappointed in that. Not going to lie.
Yeah. Cause I want to start tapping my feet. I don't necessarily want to get it on. Right.
It's got a good beat though, Sue. That's all I'm saying.
Turned On with Sue and John. New episodes every week.
This comes as a huge relief as I read this. Sexual inexperience is not necessarily a bad thing. There's hope for me after all, is what you're saying, Sue.
It is. There was a new recent study that talks about how being sexually inexperienced isn't such a bad thing. One of the lovers I had, I was his first time. And you know, I've had a few of those experiences, and they have one who was a disaster, as you can well imagine. One was in the top five best lovers I've ever had, because he was a nerd and he had read everything and he was like gamed down to do anything I wanted.
Exactly.
And he was just so grateful to lose the V card. he was just so happy and into it and into me. And, you know, and again, had been really well read. Go to the nerdy guys, man. They are great. But there was a study that says sexual inexperiences are the ones who are most likely to be flourishing in a conventional marriage. Right. If you have multiple partners, it's best with non-traditional lifestyle. But if you have had a lot of partners before you get married, it leads to a higher divorce rate.
Okay.
And you can see that. You think that people need to, you know, sow their wild oats before. Apparently not. If you're saying this is my person and you're happy with it and you don't know that the grass is greener on the other side, you can just like, okay, this is my life. I'm good with it. But it's not always a bad thing. So for couples who are looking, if you want a traditional, conventional marriage where your partner doesn't look outside, yeah, you want to marry somebody who doesn't have a lot of, or who's, you know, whose body count is kind of low. Although I think it's really ignorant to ask, but.
And when you think of the unbridled enthusiasm for anything in life that we discover that we didn't know this was there the whole time. I mean, just look, food. You know, think of the foods you discover later on. Well, how did I not know this is a thing? And then you just want it all the time. Think of that as it pertains to sex. I didn't understand BDSM or kink, and all of a sudden I've discovered it, and now I just can't get enough, and the enthusiasm that this person would have for that. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So don't throw, I'm saying to a lot of my singles that I'm coaching, you know, and I'm doing more of these fireside chats and telling people they can find love in 2024 and I've got it. So if you're stuck and you want help, send me a note. But the reality is I'm saying to them, yeah, you don't really want to train them, but the science and the studies have proven me wrong. So I was wrong in this. I will admit that you may want to pick up some of the less experienced guys. I don't want to train young guys who think that they're all that and more, but if they are well-read and they want to please, apparently, they will be committed partners and be actually way better in bed than you think they are.
Turned On with Sue and John.
We do have another listener question to get to in a matter of moments, but at this particular moment on Turned On with Sue and John, it is time for this week's Interesting. Sex. Facts. Sue McGarvey.
There he is. All right.
This show has no budget. We need to do better on the sound effects.
We need to do better on our sound effects. Okay.
Oh my God, that was bad.
Interesting sex facts. Brain circuit for male libido is identified in mice. So I don't know if they're going to be able to tweak it, you know, turn it off and turn it on. And I must have had, I've had a lot of guys come to me over my career and say, Sue, turn down the libido, please. I'm not getting any work done. All I can do is chase tail. I'm getting into all kinds of trouble in my marriage and my work, and I'm jerking off in the bathroom at the office. How do I turn it off? And I'm like, there really isn't a way to do it safely. you know, and it's a sign of health for a lot of guys, and you're on the libido you have, and it does get better with vasectomy, and it does get better with age in terms of turn down. But now they've found a brain circuit, and I hope they don't start playing lobotomizing guys, and they just play with a little, you call it my gain levels on my microphone, Sue. Don't touch your gain levels because it turns up and down. I'm thinking they got a brain circuit.
Don't touch that button, Sue. Stop touching.
Don't touch that button.
Oh, she touched the button. Now we can't hear Sue. Yeah.
Interesting sex facts. They found out that men, on average, if they live alone, one of the reasons you may not be getting laid, just so you know, wash their sheets only 4 times per year. It's like every 5 days, at least, it may be more often than that in the summer, at least in my house. So if you only wash them 4 times a year, they're standing up on their own and you smell bad and ooh. So just so you know, hygiene is a thing. And one of those things when we started the show about what you can make you more sexually attractive. Yeah, hygiene's a thing. And wash your damn sheets. If you're bringing us home. Yeah. I was talking to a friend who runs an Airbnb and she said, you can't just have a clean house. You have to have a spotless house. You have to have white sheets. Otherwise people complain. She says she uses a lint brush to make sure there's no hair. It's perfect. And she says, they're having a lot of sex in my sheets.
Well, because people get really freaked out, right? Because it's not their house. So, like, I mean, people go to hotels now with, like, black lights. Like, this is a thing. Like, it's all over TikTok and Instagram. I rented a hotel room. Look what I found with a black light. People are doing that. So, yeah, I get it.
You got to be spotless. All right. The new thing that's going on in the States, especially because of the abortion laws, is Sex Pharma is coming out with like a sex package where you get a Plan B, a morning after pill, and antibiotics, which antibiotics actually will kill, if you take them right after sex, any potential, you know, usually over 3 days, any potential germs and bugs that you have that are actually treatable with antibiotics. And they're pretty significant antibiotics. So what they'll do is they'll give you a yeast infection because, you know, taking 3 antibiotics just as a prevention, I don't know the ethics of that. And I'm not commenting on that. I'm actually going to say it's not great for your lactobacillus and your body. And the other thing is that you have a morning after pill. You don't want to deal with abortion or an unplanned pregnancy, but God, it messes up your hormones and it's a huge, huge shot in the arm of hormones, but they're selling them as a little care package. Like you get your lubes, you get your condoms, you get your Plan B, you get your antibiotics, you have your little sex kit going off. And I'm thinking we're cracked as a community. Yeah, we're just bumping people with drugs as opposed to managing the social issues, which is give them access to good reproductive health. Get to take your birth control, you know, make sure you get tested. Anyway, that's our public service announcement. So if you're in the southern states, however, and you're going to a thing, it may actually be simpler in your life than worrying about STIs, getting tested, finding a doctor, or worrying about abortion. We're worried about our American listeners, and we are feeling the love for you guys. And the last thing is, speaking of STIs, they're changing some of the laws about HIV. Because there is almost no chance of transmission. So if you're Magic Johnson and you've tested positive years ago and your viral load is managed and you have a very low viral load, apparently you can just have unprotected sex with Magic Johnson because he's not going to give you AIDS. HIV, it doesn't happen anymore because it's only people who don't know they have it or who have an unchecked viral load, often from developing countries. So not to say that that's a thing, and I'm not saying which ones, but if they have a high viral load, that's when they can transmit. Otherwise, if they're taken care of, like it's treatable. I remember being on a flight coming back from South Africa with a HIV doctor from South Africa who said it's like diabetes, high blood pressure. That's the way they treat it. If it's treatable, it doesn't affect you because your viral load is so low. So important safety tips from Turned On with Sue and John.
Turned On with Sue and John. Available on Apple, Spotify, Google, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and BlastTheRadio.com.
One more listener question to wrap up this edition of Turned On with Sue and John. Sue at sexwithsue.com. Again, if you prefer to text the show or leave us a voicemail, if you're comfortable doing that, 941-725-6455. In the States, it's 941-725-6455. It goes right to voicemail, so you don't even need to engage with anybody. And in Canada, 613-604-6464. Sue, this person wants to know, what is a fair amount of sex? My partner, they say, wants it 3 times per day.
Yeah, that's excessive. If I had somebody who was bugging me 3 times a day, I would smack them. You know, and I don't know which gender it is. I'm not assuming at all, because, you know, I know women that really would are quite happy having it a few times a day. I introduced a couple about a year and a half ago. Actually, at one of the events you played at, you know, you were DJing at, the beautiful pool parties we have on Riverside Drive.
Yes.
And you were there. One of the couples I introduced at that party have been together now 18 months. And she said, we are absolutely having it consistently twice a day.
I don't believe I was introduced to this person.
They were introduced to each other and then got busy in the bushes or something. But they've been busy ever since.
Yes.
And they're having so much sex. She said, there are weekends where we'll have it 20 times. And I'm like, man, am I envious? Mm-hmm. But the idea is, if you have a busy life, I would say nobody, and I mean nobody, should complain about once a day. Like, they really shouldn't. No. But if you are one of those people that want it a couple times a day, I'm thinking, I would never get any work done. You know, it's mad, and you're busy. You tell me, you know, you're trying to manage all the things you got to do in a day. And I'm like, yep. But if you, so I would say that, you know, on average, we talked about it, unless you're a senior, it's 1.2 times. If you're, you know, or in ordinary between, you know, the sort of average is twice a week. But if you are having it every day, that's well within normal. And I would say that if you're having it twice a day, no big deal. But if you, it's about finding the balance, right? If you guys are on the same page, but if you're there saying, oh my God, or they're rolling their eyes, or there's I don't want to do this again, or I have to have a shower before and after, and I've got goo running down the inside of my leg, and I just
you're
have to get changed.
You're overthinking it. Look, there's room under my desk. I can multitask. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Pick your poison then.
Did I steal your thunder there, Sue? I'm sorry.
Thanks for tuning in and getting turned on with Sue and John. New episodes every week. To get in touch, find us online at turnedonpodcast.com. Until next time, stay naughty.